Ring over skip pass to the left wing to Orban from NBA's range for three. This one, not much arc. And Tanner Kirk brings it in. James Kanarian brings it up for Badax. Now into Turmel's head. Minute 45 into Tyler Labor in the left corner. Ball screen from Krug, and the shot is tipped from Labor, and Orban brings it in for Cass City. 95 seconds left in the half. Over to Dickinson, and he traveled, almost took the three, and he shuffled the feet like it was the Harlem Shake in the Miami Heat locker room.
I wonder what these two teams would do if they erased that three-point arc.
They would still be shooting from 24 feet.
I gotta wonder.
90 seconds remaining in the first half, 17-6. Cassidy still leads by 11. Maddox with a mere 2 points in the second quarter. Turmel drives in the lane, kicks it out to Labor. He now tries the same. The runner inside the lane hits nothing but the backboard, and Dickinson brings it in for Cassidy. Minute 10 left in the first half, 17-6. Neither team is scoring about 2 minutes here, with 1 minute to remain in the second session.
I don't know if this is great defense or this poor shot selection.
Hartwick on the right block. Goes to work inside the paint with the runner. Bad shot brought in by Kanarian. 52 seconds left. Badax with the ball. Turmel for three, top of the key, off center. And he nails the three, his first of the night, and gives Badax a little boost of confidence. It's now an 8-point game, 17-9.
That was in his wheelhouse. That was a nice shot by Turmel.
Didn't even have time to set up, just chucked it up there, and it was smooth. Over to number five for Cass City, back up to the top. Schenck to Dickinson, over to Hartwick into Israelson in the left block. Going against Tanner Krug, Maddox brings all reinforcements, and Israelson still gets it done. He has eight on the game, back to a 10-point lead for Cass City. 18 seconds left in the first half, 19-9, Cass City over Maddox. And Ben Braden loses the handle on it. Orban's there. He can't hang on to it. And now it's an over-the-back. Austin Turmel went to grab it, and unfortunately can't do that when a Badax player cuts it in the front court. Cassidy with the ball right at midcourt, 8.1 seconds left, leading by 10, 19-9. It's Harwick being trying to inbound it to Orban, and they do in the backcourt, 7 seconds left. Ball screen from Dickinson over to the left wing. Orban still dribbling, takes the three from there. This one's up, and it's good to end the first half. Cordy Orban fires on command and hits a three right before the buzzer, and it gives Cassidy the largest lead of the night at 13 at halftime. You're tuned to WLAW, Cass City 22, Maddox 9.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Badax, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Badax is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Badax. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Badax supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Cell phone deals and savings are here with the Winter Plus promo events going on now at Phone Cellular. The Samsung character cell phone is free. Plus, you get 6 months of free texting, and it's packed with all the necessities you want, including touchscreen and full QWERTY keyboard for easy messaging. The Alcatel has an ultra-slim design with a 4.3-inch screen. Play games, download or stream online content, run apps, social media, and surf the internet faster than ever. Terms of service apply.
When when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Stacer at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Hey, Ted, you don't look so good.
Haven't been sleeping very well lately. My home heating prices are outrageous this winter. I can't keep up. I've had to turn down the heat and pile on the blankets, and I just can't take it anymore.
Sounds like you need to switch to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler Propane offers a price protection guarantee so you can rest easy knowing your heating bill won't go over a certain price all season long. And you can sleep well knowing you're helping the community prosper by choosing a local company that services the entire Thumb area. So come on, give Kohler's Propane a toll-free call at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
WLAW Sports at halftime has Cassidy up by 13, the largest of their night. 22-9 over the Bad Axe Hatchet, halfway through the district quarterfinal. As far as individual scoring goes for Bad Axe, not much going. Austin Samel with their only three of the night, and that's all he has, is three. Ben Braden with 2 points, and Tanner Krug with 4 points in the first quarter. That's all he has. Bad Axe has not shot a free throw, so I guess they have not missed a free throw. That's a first for them. And that's about it for the Bad Axe Hatchets. For Cass City, Cody Orban has 10, mostly in thanks to a three right before the buzzer. Lucas Shank with 2, Curtis Dickinson with 2, and Cole Israelson with 8. Cass City went 0 for 2 from the free throw line, 4-0% from the charity stripe. John Mooney, what do you have for us from the shooting chart?
Cass City has now shaken off the cobwebs from the bus ride over here. In the first quarter, they shot 30%, and then all of a sudden they kicked it up a notch. 6 for 13 in the second quarter, 46%. Total for the half, 10 for 26, 38%. They're starting to go ahead and just hum right along. Bad Axe is missing a golden opportunity. I mean, in the first quarter for Cass City, they were 4 for 13. And that's not setting the world on fire. But Bad Axe was 2 for 15. If they have some shots that will fall, just take a little extra time, a little concentration. Then they're going to have themselves, I think, a pretty good ball game. This is still a winnable ball game, 22-9 in the Red Hawks' favor. In the second quarter, 2 for 10, 20%. The entire half, 4 for 25, 16%. What do they need to do? Just take that little extra time and then just cash in, because they cannot shoot this poorly the whole game. No way.
And speaking of cashing in, we're going to check in with the man on the opposite side of your radio. That's Ryan Brown. What do you have for us over there, Mr. Sir?
I spoke with one of the assistant coaches for Bad Axe during the break, and she claimed that they need to take care of the ball because Cassidy has 12 points off of turnovers, and if you look, they did only have 10 points ending the half if Bad Axe just take care of the ball. On Cass City's side, the head coach was claiming to finish around the rim a little bit more. They're getting a lot of looks inside, but they're just not finishing. So he wants to run more sets, take the time on offense they need, and just start finishing around the bucket.
Thank you, Ryan, for that insight from the opposite side of radio. He's our sideline correspondent over there doing a spectacular duty. First time back this year. Great to have him on the sidelines for us. John, what does Bad Axe have to do to get back into the second half? They trail by 13. It seems closer than that, really, when you look down to it, but for some reason they always seem to be one step behind.
I like how Coach Aaron Pernell is a little bit frustrated with the Hawks on the offensive end. That's due to Bad Axe playing defense, and I think they're playing really tough defense. So what can they do? Continue doing that, doubling down on Cole Israelson, and just stay close to Cody Orban. That has got to be the key to the whole game, whole second half.
And you're tuned to WLAW Sports. It's time for another break. 3:45 before we start the second half. Cass City 22, Bad Axe Die.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness?